The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
Boy, we that must don't say it all. Main Street to Wall Street, on our way down. Fade away, Bubba. About a week ago, I shared with you a headline. The head of the world's largest hedge fund said that you'd feel pretty stupid holding cash. Well, who's feeling stupid now, sucker? Good evening, or good morning, depending upon what part of the world you're hiding in. Welcome to the second hour of the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett here with another installment of Protecting Your Wealth. And boy, what a, you know, I feel like I'm in Chicago when I was a kid. Two-ton Baker riding that roller coaster down at Riverview, man. This is some nasty stuff going down. Oh, yeah, the stock market be a plunging. Just a plunging. Man. You know, last Friday, we began the roller coaster ride. And that's all I can comfortably call it on the air, or you'll accuse me of being rather guttural and foul-mouthed. Dow Jones Industrial last Friday closed down the magical number, 666. And it's been up and down ever since. Oh boy, yesterday we're told it's all over, it's done, we're in good shape, it's coming back up. And the Dow took a 1,033-point hit today to end the session at 23,860. S&P 500 off over 100 points to close at 2581. NASDAQ down nearly 275 points today, ending their session at about 677 or 6777. Global Dow also down a bit, a little over almost 9 points to close at 3,018. Gold, well, kind of moderate. Number one, we're in the after hours trading, but it doesn't matter. Gold is like, you know, up 360, 370 right now at 1322 spot. Now, that's a bid figure. That's not an ask figure. Ask is usually a couple of bucks higher. You know, that's like wholesale, retail. You catch the drift. Oil down 63 cents a barrel today. Well, that's good. That means gasoline will stay in the mid-225s or 24, somewhere in that area for a few days. It's just bouncing everywhere, everywhere you go. The charts I'm looking at look like somebody fell off of a mountain and their body is bouncing on every little ice cap or every little boulder, up and down and up and down, but the overall trend is down. From 10 a.m. this morning, it was at about 24.8, 24.750, they're telling us, somewhere in that area. Currently sitting at about 23.860. But wasn't it just a couple of weeks ago over 26,000? Did it ever hit 27? I don't know. Do I even care? No. That poor guy that this was going to be his killing, man. He was going to make it and whooped out his MasterCard and rolled the dice. Crap out. Yeah, that guy wouldn't do well in Vegas either. Gary Smith says selling your stocks now will only lock in your losses. What is he saying? Hang on to them and you'll get it all back? What happens if you don't own them all? What happens if you bought them on margin? How many margin calls did you get today? Oh, yeah. The big blunder that the average investors are committing today. Meaning what? They're selling out because they don't want to lose it all? Jim Cramer blames a group of complete morons for blowing up the market. I don't know if he means that they drove it up or because some people said some stupid things and caused people to sell off. But don't forget, the institutional investors, they'll come save the day tomorrow, won't they? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. What'd the rest of the markets do today? Interesting stuff. Too many singles are guilty of this disgusting bedtime habit. I don't know if I want to even talk about that article on the air. Goody. How the magic of women like Beyonce and Michelle Obama majorly changed fashion. Not the kind of article I would expect to find on MarketWatch. Michelle Obama changed fashion, all right. Her clothes were ugly. Ugly. You want to see somebody who's changing fashion and doing it with a degree of class. Doesn't matter if you like her husband or not. Melania Trump, that is a woman with some real elegance, some real class. Well, let's take a look at the metals markets. And are we going to move on? Because, boy, we got some stuff to cover. Rhodium. Keep in mind, this is in the aftermarket. Meaning it's another market. It's Hong Kong. It's wherever that's, west of us. Rhodium flat at $1,660 an ounce. Palladium up $3 at $950 an ounce. Platinum up $4 at $974. Remember, just early this week or late last week, platinum was over $1,000. So it's still down about $30 an ounce from where it was just days ago. Silver up 2 cents in the aftermarket at $16.41. Gold up nearly $3 at $1,321.20. But I can give you something a little bit more direct than that. Oh, no, it's about the same. Not a big deal. Not a big deal one way or the other. But you see, that's what happens when you roll the dice. You know what? Bitcoin has been totally pushed off the front page. I'm looking at major websites and nobody's even talking about it. And the Dudley, the guy over at the Federal Reserve, says, the drop in the stocks is small potatoes. What does he mean? That the end is not near here yet? That it's going to get to be bigger potatoes? What, is Monsanto spraying these potato fields too? Because that creates poison, and then things die. Now, I realize that some of this sounds very facetious to you. Don't allow that to even creep into your thought process. Let's see, Pelosi's going to vote no on a 2-year budget deal. Why is that? Is that because Rand Paul told her to do so? Oh, and let's see, Nancy Pelosi is proud of her grandchild for being embarrassed for being white. This is the mentality of what we're dealing with in this country. Oh, I know that doesn't cover, economic issues. Should the bond market freak out about a $1.1 trillion deficit? What do they care? They'll just print more money or they'll create more digits. Digits don't buy anything. Money buys things, not that paper folding stuff. Oh, it buys things. But my 6-year-old granddaughter, she said, why can't we buy a new house for $2 and everything else should be a dollar? Here's a 6-year-old kid that hits the nail on the head. Very simplistic way of thinking. But why not? Why shouldn't we be able to buy a new house for $2 and everything else for $1? Well, I might be a little ticked off having to pay a dollar for a 5-cent gumball machine. Oh, those are 25 cents now. Or are they 2 quarters? I don't know. I don't eat that stuff anymore. Oh, let's see what else we got. Yeah, pretty stupid holding cash. Sure. Okay. Volatility aftershocks. Here's what the stock market investors need to know. Run like hell for the hills. Dow is close in correction territory as stocks suffer a bloodbath. Ex-regulator says warnings for risky volatility bets should be in a big, bold 24-point font and in red letters. Warning! Dow has just shed 2,800 points in 9 sessions, people. just shy of a 3,000-point loss in a matter of 9 days. Does it begin to sink in? And while all this has been going on, gold and silver have maybe not gone to the roof, but they've held steady. And what were you doing? Picking your nose? I'm sorry to sound so guttural, but I come on the air on this network 2 nights a week. I realize I have an off-the-wall sense of humor that some of you don't appreciate. But the fact of the matter is that I come here with information that may be a slightly different way of looking at things than Jim Cramer might approach it, or some of the other characters that are on Fox News or MSNBC or CNBC or CNN or CBS, ABC, NBC. I don't really care. Will you be hurt by a stock market correction or worse? It all depends on your age. In other words, how many years do you have left in front of you to make up and cover the losses? That's the reality. That's what they're talking about. Could stock market volatility cause house prices to fall? That could be a very interesting question. Very interesting question. Maybe I'll wait. Maybe I'll sell mine out and then I'll wait. Ladies and gentlemen, I was up late last night. My purpose being that I had things that I felt I needed to get accomplished. One was to update several websites, and one of those sites was KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com. Now, let me say this to you, and Michael, if you're listening, listen tight. Those of us that are kind of locked in as a steady, it doesn't seem to cause a problem. I had a call from a gentleman the other day who said he was having tremendous difficulty getting to the Kettle Moraine website. He went to RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org, clicked on our banner ad, and all of a sudden he got this notification. This may not be a secure site. Are you sure you want to go through to this? Because, you know, it might not be approved and blah, blah. I'm telling you right now, this is all part of the scam to stop us from getting to sites that give us the information we want or that we want access to. Yes, I need to call my host, my web host, and they host 5 of my websites. 4 out of the 5 were doing just fine. The 5th one angers me the most, but they tell me there's some little quirk we've got to sort out. Well, if you get that little notification, you just let them know that, no, I'm going through it anyway. There's no security issue there. I'm not taking your name and phone number and your address and the age, you know, the measurements of your 26-year-old granddaughter. I don't care about any of that stuff. Okay? It's to get information out that's important. Oh, yes, there's times I do satirical pieces. Why not? Good Lord knows we've got to have an opportunity to laugh about a few things once in a while. Oh, by the way, Trump has informed various federal agencies to be prepared to be out of work for a little while. And, why not? As far as I'm concerned, 3/4 of our government could be out of work, and we might begin to enjoy freedoms and liberties once again. Wouldn't that be sweet? Oh, yeah, that would be just marvy, man, just peachy. What the heck is this? That is unique. I got to share that story with my granddaughter. This just came to me by a good friend of mine. It has nothing to do with economics. In Chile, the country of Chile, 3 border collies are planting seeds and bringing life back to forests that were destroyed by fire. That is cool. I like that story. That's a good one. Kind of thing I'll probably post at Federal Observer. It's a great, heartwarming story. I'm looking at pictures of these dogs running through the forest, and as they're doing it, the seeds are shaking out of the bags they're carrying. How cool that is. I'm digging it. Well, Let's share a brief commentary with you. For those of you who know me at all, and Mark, if you and Lisa are out there listening tonight, there is a country musician, Rory Feek, whose wife Joey died a little over a year ago of cancer. Amazing human beings. Rory would go on stage with a shirt, you know, with a long sleeve white shirt. We're not talking about a dress shirt. We're talking about a white work shirt, rolled sleeves up, pair of Oshkosh Bagosh coveralls on, maybe a neckerchief, maybe no neckerchief. I find this picture last night with a guy like that, got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, kind of short, reddish, blondish hair, holding a plunger. Well, I did this. I specifically went looking for something like this because, well, to be honest with you, the plunge protection team is at it again. How much do you remember about the plunge protection team? Because they're nothing but a big fraud. After the extraordinary sudden loss in equity values 2 days ago brought gains back to the stock indices, what happened? Did the market sneeze? Did it cough? Was something misread and yesterday was perceived in a different light? Well, in my opinion, that's what happened. Well, that's not my opinion, but I tend to concur with it. That's the opinion of Paul Craig Roberts. The plunge protection team, as they have done on numerous equity market drops, Paul continues, or the Federal Reserve operating for the working group on financial markets, they sent a purchase order to the S&P futures to the trading floor. Well, the hedge fund, seeing the incoming bid, front ran the bid by stepping in and buying S&P futures as well. Both of these movements pushed the market back up. It ended the correction and prevented financial panic. And of course, yesterday's market was fairly decent. It was up. Today, bloodbath. The plunge protection team was created in 1987. It was approaching the end of the Reagan administration, and it was created to prevent a market correction from costing Daddy Bush the presidential election as Reagan's successor. Republican establishment was desperate to reestablish its control over the party, so the Republican establishment, convinced by Wall Street that a Reagan tax cut would result in high inflation, found themselves instead confronted with a long economic expansion. And in those days, that meant that the expansion could be nearing its end, and a stock market correction could deny the presidency to Daddy Bush, who's now an old pervert sitting in a wheelchair, grabbing women's hind's ends as he hugs them to kiss them. But the fact that he can't stand up to put his arms around their neck, what the heck do you expect? Well, to prevent any such correction, the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve created what they called a working group to intervene in the stock market in order to support values. Whenever the market began to drop, the team purchases S&P futures, which halts the market decline, which is what happened yesterday. Oh, and we've witnessed this on numerous occasions, and we'll continue to watch it for a couple of days. I think it's going to happen some more. Oh, don't be surprised if we've got a nice 600-800 point bounce back tomorrow. So pundits who speak about market forces are speaking about something that does not exist. Market forces are the interventions that support existing values with money infusions. And so Paul Craig Roberts concludes by asking, how long can the fraudulent valuation of equities continue? Robert says, my sometimes author, co-author Dave Kranzler, and I think it can continue until the dollar as reserve currency comes under attack. Well, neither of us believe that the fraud can be perpetrated this long, Robert says. The two other world powers, Russia and China, well, they're both moving away from use of the U.S. dollar, but the consequences for the dollar could still be in the future. In the meantime, liquidity supplied by central banks and the interventions of the plunge protection team could send equity prices higher. Oh, yeah. You think that's true? Well, let's take a much closer look at what this day brought us. Remember, Roberts published this yesterday in response to what had happened on Wall Street the day before. Plunge. Plunger. Oh, that's right. That's the tool with a big rubber ball on the end of it that you use to flush the down your toilet when it's clogged up. Well, in effect, that's exactly what they're doing. The market's clogged up. There's too many sellers, not enough buyers. So the plunger goes to work. Cleans out the drain, baby. Gets activity going again. And so by this afternoon, the Dow began to plummet. Afternoon trading was closed down over 1,000 points. You begin to look at the graphs and the charts. It's spooky. Stocks in world indexes fell again today. Major U.S. indexes dropping more than 3% in late afternoon trade after the U.S. bond yields earlier crept back up towards four-year highs. And so the Dow Jones Industrials plunged a G and more, bringing the index down 10% from the record it reached but 2 weeks ago. Yes, the Dow closed down 1,032 points at 23,860. Of course, the tumult started last Friday, as we've discussed, as investors worried about signs of rising inflation. I'm surprised that they didn't wait to pull the plug on that Friday until Good Friday. Oh, yeah, that 666 would have really done well, huh? So the market fell steadily as the day wore on and is on track for its fifth loss in the last 6 days. Technology companies, the leading sector over the past year, and banks fell the most. Oh, I'd like nothing more than Jamie Dimon's bank to fall big time. Other than the fact that I happen to bank there. Only because I've been there since 1996. It's very tough to change your account in the business world and get treated with any degree of respect. Even my banker said there's things that they do for me that they would not do for a normal business doing the relatively minimal amount of business I happen to be doing right now. Other than the fact that I've been there for so damn long. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had years where I've run $7 million worth of precious metals business through my company. That's in retail sales, okay? Over 7 million. Last year, I barely did 10% of that. Why is that? It's not because my policies have changed. It's not because of the way I work with my clients change. Most of the business I do today are because of relationships I've developed with many clients over that 20-plus year time factor. Yeah. The dust has not settled yet from what happened last Friday. I think both buyers and sellers are trying to figure out what this market really wants to do. That, according to Jonathan Carpina, senior managing partner for Meridian Equity Partners in New York. Oh, to go back to my previous comment, people stopped buying gold and silver 2-3 years ago. Why? When it's down, that's the time to buy. But you're going to wait until it hits 20, 25, 30 bucks an ounce for silver, maybe 40 bucks. Then you're going to be convinced, oh, man, this thing is on a ride, man. I better get in, better get in. That's the mistake that everybody makes. They wait until 70, 80, 90% of the growth has taken place, and then they buy in, and then they swear, I'll never own that damn gold and silver crap again because as soon as I bought in, the market tanked. I'm a jinx. The losses are broad on Wall Street. Four stocks fell for every one that rose on the New York Stock Exchange. And 10 out of the 11 industry sectors in the S&P 500 were down. Bond prices rose. They sent yields slightly lower. The yield on a 10-year Treasury note fell to 2.82% from 2.84%. For all practical purposes, that means you go out and buy $10,000 or $100,000 Treasury or whatever the case may be, just basically agree to sell, use it for 10 years. And at the end of that, you've made 2.82%. I guess that's on a yearly basis. That doesn't even cover the real rate of inflation. You're losing your assets if you commit money at that length of time. Unless they're going to pay you dividends along the way. Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah. High dividend stocks, including telephone companies, fell. Those stocks are often seen as substitutes for bonds because they tend not to fluctuate that much in price, and they do tend to provide a steady income. No, stocks fell out of favor when bond yields rise, and as they have been for the past few months. Many expect the trend to continue. In the words of Carl Malden in the old American Express commercial, what will you do? What will you do? The yield on the 10-year note was as low as 2.04% as recently as this last September. No, my friend, no, the market didn't get much help today from company earnings reports, several of which disappointed their investors. U.S. companies mostly did well at the end of 2018, but a number of them had a weak finish to the year. Hanes Brands, you know, they're the underwear people. Their T-shirts, their socks, they reported a smaller profit than investors expected. And its forecast for the current year did not live up to analyst estimates either. How do you expect a T-shirt and a piece of underwear to create greater profits? Well, I haven't gone out and bought new underwear in probably 4 years. Well, they're not full of holes, and you know, but I got some of the pairs that are starting to stretch, and they ain't comfortable, so I take them and throw them away. I wash them first, believe it or not. Something's dreadfully wrong in the state of Denmark. Hanes also said it will pay $400 million to buy Australian retailer Bras and Things. The stock dropped $2.39 or 10.9%. iRobot makes Roomba vacuums. They plummeted 32% yesterday after projecting a smaller annual profit than Wall Street was expecting. Who the hell is Wall Street to dictate who's going to profit and who's not? The stock dropped $28.24 all the way down to $59.80. Yeah. Twitter had a banner day. They soared 12% after turning in a profit for the first time. Its fourth quarter revenue was also better than expected. Their stock rose $3.27 to end the day at $30.18. Online delivery companies like Grubhub soared after it announced a partnership with Yum Brands, the parent of Taco Bell and Colonel Sanders, you know, Kentucky Fried Chitlins. Grubhub will provide the delivery people and technology to let people order food from those restaurants. Grubhub jumped $19.43. They jumped 27.4%. All the way up to 89.0. Well, stick around. We're going to give you more on this horrible bloodbath we saw today. Be back in a couple minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Well, you know the bottom's falling out. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't stand the facts.
Oh, yeah, they're slipping through the cracks, all right. Some of them are even smoking that stuff. Stuff never interested me. I didn't even like weed. What the heck would I do crack for? But people are slipping through the cracks. In a few minutes, we'll touch on that briefly. So, we had a loss yesterday, Wednesday. Benchmark U.S. crude lost 64 cents a barrel yesterday, down another 63 cents today. That was 1%. It was down to 61.15. It's now down around 60. Brent crude, the international standard for oil prices, gave up 70 cents or 1.1%. They dropped to 64.81 a barrel in London. Stocks in Europe declined today. Bond yields increased after the Bank of England said they could raise interest could raise interest rates in coming months because of the strong global economy. Strong global economy? For who? Not me, not you. That also sent the pound higher. Britain's FTSE 100 fell 1.5%. The French CAC 40 lost 2%. Germany's DAX declined 2.6%. Bond prices wobbled and turned higher. The yield on the 10-year T-note rose to 2.83 from 2.84. How is that a rise? Oh, okay. Yeah. No, how is 2.84 a rise if it all of a sudden becomes 2.83? I never could figure that out. It's a damn numbers game. So rising yields have made bonds more appealing to some investors compared to stocks. Yield on a 10-year note was as low as 2.04% as recently as September. In other commodities trading, wholesale gasoline remained at $1.77 a gallon. Get this. Wholesale gasoline prices remain at $1.77 a gallon, and I'm talking to people in Washington State that are paying over $3 a gallon. Oh, that's right. I forgot the states pound their pound of taxes. Let's just say you're getting pumped at the pump and let it go at that. Heating oil lost 1 cent to $1.92 a gallon. Well, part of that's because the weather's starting to warm up. Duh. Natural gas gave up 1% to 270 per 1,000 cubic feet. In Tokyo, the Nikkei 225 index rose 1.1%. South Korea's KOSPI gained 0.5%. The Hang Seng of Hong Kong rose 0.4%. Well, all that we've just provided to you comes to us very late in the day today from both the AP and Reuters. You know, the one thing I like about their economic report, there's no politics involved, okay? It's real simple. I'm looking at a picture of a guy named Robert Sharmack working on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange early this morning. And the guy's just sitting there like, hamana, hamana, hamana. And the pit boss in the background is looking at him like, come on, make a sale. Hey, make a sale, make a sale. Sale? You'd have to do a hell of a sales job on me to give you a dime, Jack. Ain't going to happen. I shared with you a few moments ago all these people talking about the global economy is getting so great. Trump's telling us how great the economy is doing. Well, it's doing great for the government because they just, you know, they're voting to jack up this and make this tax adjustment. And all of a sudden, hey, let's get this money. That I read an interesting piece this morning that I received late last. I went to dinner late last night. I needed to get away from the office. I've been working a lot of stuff. Moving things out of one file cabinet into the huge file cabinet I've got in the garage, getting stuff emptied out so I can get the desk torn down. May have found a house today that will handle that big desk. We'll have to see. I'm a little questionable about the neighborhood, but I like the house a lot. Open, really nice, much, much newer. It's about 12 years newer than this house. Not that that's the issue. Things about the house I like a lot, including a pool that is similar to that of my cousin over in California. It's got a big rock, a man-made rock mechanism behind it. It's got a slide. It's got a waterfall. And underneath the waterfall is a pirate cave back of the boulders. Yeah, man. Me and the kids having fun playing Blackbeard. Maybe we can find some buried treasure at the bottom of our pool. Yeah, sure. More like, you know, never mind. What the heck was I talking about? I just totally blanked. So when I'm at dinner last night, I decided to do a quick run through on my phone. And here's a piece that there is serious discussion going on in Washington of forgiving student loan debt. It's like, what, $1.4 trillion or something off the wall like that? Because there is a distinct belief now that by doing so will actually help the economy, because now these people will be out buying houses and cars, doing stuff like that. Of course, there's some, oh, you can't do that because the taxpayers will feel burnt. The taxpayers are going to get burnt one way or the other. When they stop paying, nothing's coming in. Okay? We go back to our other issue. U.S. homes in some markets have regained value since the Great Recession, but households have not. Oh, hey, the house I'm living in, it's never recovered from the market crash of 10, 11 years ago. No, it's still down $40,000. And when I bought this house 13 years ago, I didn't even buy at the height of the market. It kept going up. That I know. One in five households in this nation today, these people are living on the edge. These households have zero or negative wealth. That, according to a report released recently by the Institute for Policy Studies. They're a progressive think tank based in D.C. What's more, an even greater share of African Americans, 30%. 27% of Latino households are underwater financially. The combined impact of $1 trillion in credit card debt, $1.4 trillion in student loan debt, and stagnant wages, well, they're all taking a toll. But Trump got elected. No, man, them wages are going up. Yeah, they're going up to the point that fast food restaurants are saying, hey, Roberto, you no got a job no more. We just hired a robot. Now, most U.S. homes have regained value since the Great Recession, but many households have not. Well, I've been researching a new residence for my family and I. I have been absolutely shocked at the number of houses in this area. Now, I live in Maricopa County, Arizona. This is one of the fastest growing housing markets in the country. Jobs are available here again. Manufacturing operations are building here. Big, and they're hiring a lot of people. Maricopa County, Arizona is in the middle of a housing boom as far as sales are concerned. But then when I begin to find out, as I'm doing my research, the number of foreclosures and pre-foreclosures that are on the books right now here is shocking. And a lot of these houses are going to be picked up by flippers, and you can look at 100 flip homes, and 96 of them look exactly alike. They put the same cabinets in, the same countertops in, the same flooring in. They paint them the same but ugly colors. If I was in real estate, I'd blow my brains out having to show the same house day after day after day, even though they might be two blocks, three houses, or 20 miles away. So forget about this, homes have regained value. In certain instances, yes, they have. But millions of these American families struggle with zero or negative wealth. It means they owe more than they own. They got nothing to fall back on if an unexpected expense comes up, like a broken down car or an illness. And inequality is going to get worse because of these new tax cuts. But then you see, I don't care about that. I don't care how much money the rich boy makes, how much money he socks away. Some of the things Trump is doing, I like. The tax incentives that are being given for these companies to bring their money back home. To hire people at home. Fiat Chrysler. What a piece of garbage automobiles. A place I've done a lot of business with over the last 8, 9 years. 10 years. Hector owned one of the finest Kia dealerships in the entire country, one of only two Kia dealerships that won a platinum award from the Kia manufacturing. Now, most of the Kias are manufactured in this country today. I guess you knew that. Somebody comes along and offers Hector $3 million more than what the Kia dealership is worth, and he grabs it. But he owns the property across the street, across the side street behind his old dealership. He runs over there and opens up Salazar Used Cars. Good business. I choose to continue to do business with he and his family and his people. I've got a good relationship with most of the people over there, not just in sales, but in service. In the office, bookkeeping, the whole nine yards. I know almost everybody that's been there for any number of years. Well, then Hector a few years later says, you know what? I want to get back into the new car game. Well, the only thing that was available to him was Fiat Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo, cool, man. And what do those cars start at? 65 grand and go up? Not in the west suburbs of Phoenix. These punks don't buy $80,000 frickin' Alfa Romeos. They buy a bunch of cheap junker Fiat automobiles that look like roller skates for a monster, for the Jolly Green Giant. He had the dealership a year and returned it back to him, says, get your crap out of here. The only wise decision Fiat Chrysler has made was announced about 3 weeks ago. Dodge Rams are coming home, baby. They're taking them out of Mexico. Because 95% of the Dodge Rams that are sold in this country or that were built in Mexico are coming back to Estados Unidos because this is where their market is. The people down in Mexico are still driving City to Chevys, man. I hope you're getting a good laugh, Mark. Lisa, don't roll off the floor. I was cleaning out my desk today. I still got one of your survival candles in my desk, you goofballs. Amazing stuff. So, all right, we got after-tax income for the rich folks are going to see a 7% increase on their income for those earning over $1 million a year. Less than 2% for the average guy earning between 50 grand and a million. Less than 1% for those earning less than $50,000. But that's okay, because they'll be standing in line for food stamps and housing assistance and welfare and access. That's the Arizona, you know, something or other health and human services garbage. Of course, then there's always ADC. In Chicago, we called it Eyes Daily's cousin, but that was back in the day when old man Daily was ruling the roost. I can get a whole discussion about private income, earnings, dividends, the government benefits like Social Security. What? Since when was Social Security a benefit? I paid into it. Give me my money back. Let me go buy some gold and silver with it. I don't want your stinking fiat. I'm talking about the money now, not the roller skate. The income of families near the top increased nearly 90%. Between 1963 to 2016, and the rest of us, less than 10% real purchasing power and gains. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That information was reported by the Urban Institute, another nonprofit policy group, in other words, lobbyist organization, based in D.C. Almost every other group has been left behind. And the gap between the rich and the poor is going to get worse. The wealthiest 25 individuals in this country, including Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, and Mark Zuckerberg, they own $1 trillion in combined assets. I wonder how they did today. Ah, well, these 25, a group equivalent to the active roster of a major league baseball team, they hold more wealth than the bottom 56% of the entire U.S. population. You start looking at the graphs, you start looking at the charts, understand we're in trouble right here in River City. I don't care what Trump or anybody else tells you. It ain't good. All of this and more on Kettle Marine Precious Metals tonight. And the only thing I can implore is, please, I beg you, I beseech the federal government, get the hell out of the welfare business. Every taxpayer in this country is paying into the welfare system. And you know what it does? It tends to keep those on welfare on welfare. Why in the hell would you work? Because the system, in effect, is rewarding people for getting lazy, having a couple of brewskis, and going out and creating another human being. And the government, you and I, through taxation, we get to pay for that other human being. I'm not suggesting abortion. I'm so against abortion, it'd make your head spin. But how about all these illegals? You imagine being stuck in the winter up in the Smoky Mountains. You got just enough wood to keep you going for the night. You decide to cuddle up next to your hot little country gal, honey. 9 months later, up pops another welfare recipient. Yes, sirree, Bob and Bobettes. I realize I'm being extremely tongue-in-cheek sarcastic. Sometimes it's what it takes to cram reality down your throats or up your, well, you get my drift. Murray Rothbard once wrote, "Welfare families are paid proportionally to the number of their children. The system provides an important subsidy for the production of another little baby. Furthermore, the people being induced to have more children are precisely those who can least afford it. The result can only be to perpetuate their dependence on welfare and, in fact, to develop generations who are permanently dependent on the welfare dole." Thomas Sowell, a black man, an economist, a black man that I have unbelievable respect for. He even stated, "The black family, which had survived centuries of slavery and discrimination, began rapidly disintegrating in the liberal welfare state that subsidized unwed pregnancy and changed welfare from an emergency rescue to a way of life." My friends, we do live in perilous times. Economically, spiritually, we're at war in how many countries around the world, with a constant threat of more war with that little rinky-dink guy over in North Korea. I think Donald Trump is flexing his muscles and playing G.I. Joe, something he was never able to play as a kid. By the way, did you see that picture of him climbing up the stairs to Air Force One yesterday, where he was going? The wind caught the back of his hair and blew it up. The guy's completely bald on the back of his head. Not that that has any bearing on one damn thing we talk about here. All much that I've shared with you during this program today is currently posted at Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. Now, if you try to go to the site, you may be told, "Warning, this site may be dangerous. Oh my God, it might have truth." We certainly don't want you to read that. Might allow you to kind of reach out and think on your own, think for yourselves, make some decisions for you and your family. But everything we've shared here, the Dow plummeting and the 666 story and the plunge protection piece, the challenge to get the government out of welfare, the 1 in 5 American households have zero or negative wealth. You take a look at every bit of this stuff. Read it. Share it. Send it out to people in your family or your friends that think you're off your rocker. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you just sit back and don't do it and let them take their bloodbath. Not a very spiritual thing or Christian thing to do. I truly go tired of this stuff. The left hand does not know what the right hand's doing. The left ear does not know what the right ear is hearing. And whether it's DACA and immigration or whether it's the budget to see if we can keep this nation afloat for a while longer. Didn't we just do this last week or the week before? We're doing this every 2 weeks now. I don't get it. Why don't they sit down and have a 15-minute little tete-a-tete each day in the joint halls of Congress and just make a decision? We'll shut it down. Good idea, Sam. Next weekend is President's Day weekend. My granddaughter's got a 4-day week off. We never had 4 days off. The teachers got in-service training. They're going to get paid, but they ain't got to teach your little rugrats. But then it'll be President's Day. We used to celebrate February the 22nd is in commemoration of George Washington, the founder of our nation, the first president. February 12th, Lincoln's birthday. But no, we wrapped it all up into President's Day because we don't want it to get any too closer to Martin Luther King Day. And I'm not knocking Dr. King. Did I agree with everything he did or said? Absolutely not. But then that's the way it is in life, in real life, people. Look, I'm going to make this real simple. I did not get into the website last week to post the special on the silver dollars. I'm going to do it shortly after I get off the air. Maybe you're getting a nice big fat tax refund from Mr. Trump. Make sure you got food on the table. Make sure you got whatever medical needs you got there for your family. I had a gentleman that contacted me the other night, bought two rolls of the Morgan silver dollars we offered. Those things were shipped a half hour after I received his money. That's how fast I'm trying to get it out of here, folks. Had one quirk here recently when a gentleman ordered some stuff, and I had to get part of it from one supplier and another part from another supplier. He got the first one, but I stayed in touch with him. And I talked to him on Tuesday night. I said, hey, man, I'm apologetic. Things happened, but understand something. Your goods have been received. They'll be going out either tomorrow, next day at the latest. 2 hours later, I got a notification his stuff had shipped. One happy camper. Another guy said to me, my God, I can't believe how fast you got this stuff to me. I've never had a vendor deliver to me that fast. Depends on what you're ordering. Depends on which supplier I'm getting it through. I've got one particular supplier. So long as he's got the product at a fair price, bang, I'm able to ship that stuff faster than your head will spin. If I can be of any help to you at all, you want to talk about gold, silver, give me a call. I can't always take care of the call and answer your questions right away. Sometimes email's faster for me. I live on this computer, like it or not. But we can get you stuff. We'll get it as fair and competitive a price as we possibly can. I've had some unusual requests lately, and we fulfilled them. And they were fair priced. That's what's important. And that is one of the ways you help Republic Broadcasting Network. If you're in the market for anything of a precious metals need, you know, maybe you bought stuff from us years ago and you have an economic need and you need to liquidate some of it. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. Let's determine what you've got, what you're trying to raise. We'll figure out where we can get the most money and have you liquidate the smallest percentage of your holdings. That puts you in control. Hey, thanks for being with us. Give me a call, 602-799-8214. That's my cell. Fastest and easiest way to reach me. We're bailing out here with Pink Floyd. As always, I'll see y'all on Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Money. So they say. Is a root of all evil today. But if you ask for a rise, it's no surprise that they're giving guns away.
I was in the right. Yes, absolutely.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.